Hello, everybody, and welcome to another edition of the Daily Breeze Peer Preps Podcast. This is Matt Lopez here with Tony Siniglio, coming at you with another week of prep football talk. As always, if you want to get in on the discussion, you can tweet us at Breeze Preps. You can go to www.dailybreeze.com, get in on the pick'em, compare your picks to the other fans and alumni in the South Bay, and also check out the blog insidesocal.com/South Bay Preps. And keep, check out the podcast, check us out on Facebook, Twitter, social media. We're all over it, tweeting on Friday nights. And we'll be tweeting this Friday night tonight. Plenty of games going on, lots of good stuff. And starting out in the Bay League, we got three big games there. Maricosta at Palos Verdes, Losinger at Peninsula, both of those coming at 3 p.m., And then a big nightcap, West Torrance at Redondo. Tony, what do you make of the Bay League this week after a crazy week last week that you pretty much had a front row seat to?
The West Coast game turned out to be a pretty high scoring affair. I was a little surprised West gave up 62 points, but their defense has been pretty solid. Kind of a shock there, but just Costa is just so big and physical, and they just wear you down by the second half, and they were pretty much having their way with West in the second half. I mean, West is a very good team, a quality team, and it sets up nicely for this week. I have very key games. Maricosta versus PV, that's gonna be a barn burner, man. That turned into the big game this week. After last week's game, and Costa could really take control of the league right now. They say they're healthy. I know they have been battling injuries, but if those guys are healthy, that's a really tough team to beat.
Yeah, definitely. I was sitting in the office last Friday night, and just to down it for 1 second, we did get a lot of Twitter comments and questions shot at us about that game. You were at Costa and West Torrance. Was Costa just too physical for them, or?
Just too big and too physical. Maricosta has some good athletes in the right places, like Rafael Lawson-Gale. He's very quick and agile, and it can be powerful too. Khalil McClain at quarterback is kind of a dual threat. He gives them the option to do different things. And just that line, you could just see that line wearing them down. Costa was down 21-7, had a tough time holding onto the ball early, and then they just kind of took over. And when Costa has size like that in the past years, they've been very tough to beat. And I think we're going to be looking at the Mustangs for a pretty deep postseason run. I was pretty impressed, and now they have to go to PV in the afternoon. That's a tough matchup, but PV's vastly improved in the last 3 weeks from what they were at the beginning of the season. So it should be a good game, and that kind of tells how this league race will shape up. This league race could be over early if Costa wins today, and
West Torrance Redondo.
That's a big one. Both those teams are probably fighting to kind of stay in the Bay League race, in the playoff picture. I mean, Redondo did what they were supposed to against Peninsula. It wasn't overly impressive. I guess you don't need to run up the score if you're winning 21-3, but I don't think they have that explosiveness to kind of rout teams. They're going to win a lot of defensive battles if they're going to win. West needs to come back strong. They gave up 62 points last week, way too much. Not even the Joey Notch-powered offense can overcome that. I'll give Barry Thomas, the running back at West, a lot of props. He's been eating up yardage, and he's been a big player for them all season long, not just another option. He's been a focal point for West, and a big reason why they've been successful early. He'll need a big game. Notch will need to take care of the ball a little better. He had three picks last week. limit the mistakes, limit the turnovers, and that would be a good game too.
Switching over to the Marine League, another one of our headline games for the week, Carson at San Pedro, Narbonne at Banning, and Washington at Gardena, all at 7 p.m. You'll be at Carson San Pedro. And, you know, speaking of Twitter, last week, the other big game that people were, you know, Twitter was blowing up about, aside from Coastal West, was Carson versus Narbonne. The Colts, after, you know, some people left them for dead, almost pulled off the huge upset. We didn't leave them for dead. We knew that they could still be dangerous, and they almost pulled off one of the, you know, biggest wins in a long time. Now going to San Pedro, can they carry over that momentum, and what are they going to get in this San Pedro team?
Carson's played like the toughest schedule in Southern California, maybe the nation. I mean, Narbonne's right up there with them, but Carson's taken his lumps against some really quality opponents, and I don't think very many teams in the South Bay would be better than 0-6 or 1-5. I don't, other than Narbonne and Sarah, I don't see teams, many teams in the area getting more than two wins against that, the schedule they took on. And we're going to see if that pays off or not, because right now they're 0-6, and that doesn't look good on paper. They can give Pedro problems. I think they're fast. They're athletic. Pedro's their normal selves, run oriented, defense grinded out. You know what you're going to get from Pedro. I don't think we know what we're going to get week to week from Carson, because their schedule kind of shades and hides what level they're actually at right now. This is a big game, and Carson does not want to start 0-7. I mean, because you know they'll pick it up eventually, but they're going to have to – they'd have to take on, like, some massive team in the first round on the road.
Yeah.
if they keep losing like this. But look for Kendall Sparks to have a big game for Carson. San Pedro's Darrell Santiago has been getting a lot of yardage too. That's a big matchup. That's the one I'm excited about in the Marine League this week. If Narbonne has trouble with Banning, they need to look at something. They should be able, if they beat Pauly 60-0 or whatever that score was, I just cringe to think what the score will be.
We have Sarah going to Cathedral in the Mission League at 7 p.m. And this is a big one for Sarah. Coming off a tough loss, where just from the sound of it, I mean, and just kind of following the scoring on Twitter, it seemed like they were kind of in control most of the way and just kind of lost there at the end against Chaminade. Cathedral 6-0, and how big of a game is this for Sarah now?
It's a big game. Yes, Sarah was in control most of the way last week, but you got to give credit to Chaminade there for fighting, coming back. Those two are very similar programs. They've taken on a similar schedule. They've had similar results. We knew that was going to be a close game. Cathedral's unbeaten this year at 6-0, but they haven't played nearly the schedule that Sarah has. I think Sarah, if Sarah comes in focus, they should. I think they'll be fine. And I don't think that game will be close per se, like the Chaminade game was, but to be a 6-0 team, you have to be on the top of your game, and I think we'll see that from Sarah this week. They don't like losing over there, and I don't think that they're going to tolerate very very many more losses. I think if at all, they have a. It'll be interesting to see how they respond, but I'm expecting Sarah to come out in full force tonight.
Definitely. Pioneer League, we have three pretty good matchups there. South Torrance at Centennial, a Centennial team that was very pesky last week against North. We have El Segundo versus Torrance. Should be a very physical game there. And then North Torrance at Lawndale. What are you going to be keeping your eye on this week in the Pioneer League?
El Segundo Torrance is a big game for me, although all three of those matchups do have some kind of appeal. But El Segundo Torrance, the winner here takes a big step toward the league title race. They don't clinch anything per se, but they have a big advantage. We were kind of leaving Torrance for dead a little bit because of some of the results they were having in the non-league schedule, but they came and had a big win against South last week. Double Wing T starting to produce, and they're one win away from from all of a sudden being the league favorite. El Segundo, they went to Newbar last week, and he only threw four touchdowns in his first career varsity game. Expect El Segundo and Torrance to go down to the wire tonight. It should be a good one. As far as South needs to win tonight. That's almost a must win for them. They do not want to start 0-2 in this league because there's so much parity and it's going to be hard to make up ground. And North and Wandale is very, very intriguing. Wandale's had a pretty good non-league season. They won the Centinela Cup with against the other Centinela Valley schools, Losinger and Hawthorne. They've beaten Morningside. North is without Gerardo tonight. Gerardo was concussed last week. And if there's ever a time for Wandale to strike, it's now. North is still pretty good, though. Air Jorge's throwing touchdown passes, chewing them up like candy. And North still has some great players, Devontae Jenkins for one.
Definitely. But you're right, though. Lawndale's definitely no pushover anymore. A few other games on the night. The Ocean League, pretty big one at Coleman Stadium. Culver City taking on Englewood at 7 p.m. Morningside at Hawthorne. In the Del Rey League, we have LaSalle versus Mary Star at Daniels Field. And Mary
That's
Star...
That's 2 wins in a row for Mary Star,
games,
man.
Two one-point victories in a row. So they're doing it by the skin of their teeth, but they're on a roll.
A two-game winning streak sounds a lot better than a 19-game losing streak, which is what they had 2 weeks ago. So props to Mary Star for kind of getting it together and finding ways to win some tough games. Kudos to them.
Definitely. Western League, Westchester University, 7 p.m. Coastal League, 8-man football, Rolling Hills Prep taking on Liberty Christian at 7. Saturday, Rio Hondo at Chadwick. Chadwick finally gets a home game. And Cabrera Lutheran hosting PAC Pacific Lutheran at 11 a.m. Saturday also, JC football, don't forget, Mount Sac at Harbor and El Camino at Riverside. That should do it for this week's podcast, folks. Remember, tonight, plenty of scoring updates and, you know, just general updates on what's happening in tonight's games on Twitter at Breeze Preps. Check out billybreeze.com/preps for the pick'em and other score updates as they come in. And we'll be back on the podcast next week. Thanks for listening.